This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Sam Forsberg. Hey Sam, well over the last couple of podcasts we've been exploring my little roller coaster journey and I thought it'd be a good time to give you a quick update on how I'm progressing.
Hi Paul, yeah, that would be fab and certainly there have been a few steps along my journey in the last week or two as well that I'm sure we can have fun exploring.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, I tweeted it today. I was saying that my prediction came true. I have hit the next hill and feeling the emotions of tension, fear, uncertainty, and it's certainly not as bad as it was the first time round. And it's quite interesting the fact that I'm really, really conscious of it this time. So each time I get one of these emotions come up, it's like, oh, I know what that's happening. I know why that's happening and I know where it's going. So it's much easier to actually do something about it. So have you been experiencing the same thing as well?
Yeah. And just to kind of recap for our listeners, in case they missed the last couple of podcasts we did, we were talking about how we tend to go through this sort of roller coaster ride from, you know, a sort of a real uphill struggle, you know, up to the peak, and then we hit this sort of really strong period of momentum and speed where everything seems to be going great guns, and then we hit another hill, and the struggle begins again. And so, I certainly can relate to what you said about the fact that there is a real sense of conscious awareness now about what emotions are going, you know, coming up for me and what's going on along the journey, because I think I've probably come to another bit of a hill at the moment as well. So we've sort of moved perhaps from a point of being kind of ignorant, I guess, or unaware of what's going on for us or not understanding it, to a point where we're kind of aware of it and we can kind of start to understand it. And we're sort of addressing it slightly, but we're not quite there yet, are we?
Definitely. It's very, very conscious indeed. Any of the things that I'm trying to change or trying to do to get me through this uphill struggle period are very, very conscious decisions that I'm making.
And it does feel a bit like having to force ourselves. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, even this morning when I woke up and I'm one of these... I've got into the crazy habit of going to the gym at 6:30 in the morning. This morning, it was really, really hard to get up and motivate myself to go. But once I'd found myself saying, oh, maybe just I'll, you know, have a day off or something. Once I found myself thinking that thought, I thought, no, that's my uphill struggle taking control. So what I need to do is go to the gym. And what we spoke about last time was swapping the emotions or the feelings or the sensations from one side of the hill to the other. So on the downward, exciting thrill of the ride hill for me was the speed and the effort that I was putting into my projects. So this morning when I went to the gym, I went to the gym as early as I possibly could, and I put in more effort and did things as promptly and as quickly as I possibly could to get as much out of it as I could, so that when I left, if I felt tired, I had a reason for feeling tired. And it really did help.
So it sounds like there was still that sense of struggle, but instead of just feeling like it was an overwhelming struggle against everything and nothing, it was a, you know, yes, this is a struggle, but it's because I'm really, really pushing myself very hard, and this might hurt, but I'm doing it because I'm choosing to do it.
Exactly. It was my choice to feel the struggle and not the struggle's choice to make me demotivated. So it's a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done, you. And it sounds like you had a great workout, so I'm betting you had quite a bit more energy today too.
I did, and it was quite funny. I was, you know, doing my working day, I was much, much more committed to making an effort to putting in the energy that I would normally do when I was motivated. So, like I said before, it's faking it to make it almost.
Yeah.
Really making an effort.
Yeah, definitely. And for me, one of the things that I think I needed to borrow from my downhill you know, the speedy sort of bit of momentum is that I think that that things just seem to happen and they seem to flow and it's easy and it's sort of as it's meant to be. And when I hit that uphill struggle bit, everything has to be perfection or it just ain't happening. And since I feel like I can't achieve perfection, it just doesn't happen. So what I've done, one of the things that I've done as I've hit this part of the journey again, hit the hill, is that, you know, and I last year I came across meditation audios called Holosync, and I'd started using them for a few months and found them absolutely brilliant. I had really amazing results with it. And for a couple of months now, I've had this little sort of voice in the back of my head going, you really need to start your meditation again. You really need to start your meditation again. And I've been resisting it totally. And so I got to yesterday and I thought, I really need to do my meditation. And it actually came up because I was looking through iTunes and I had the file there. I thought, you know what, I've used the excuse for the last few months that I don't know where exactly my iPod is and it probably doesn't have any battery power left, so I'd have to charge it up even if I found it. And I've used that as an excuse to put off doing it, as you do. And I thought, no, bugger it. I'm supposed to sit somewhere quietly with my eyes closed and have my headphones in and spend the time with the meditation audio. I thought that would be ideal. But I'm not going to back away from it because it's not ideal. So what I did was I sat at my PC and I put my headphones on. And instead of closing my eyes and just totally focusing on it, I just played the audio whilst I was doing a few other things on my PC. So, you know, it wasn't ideal, but it was still progress. And afterwards, it was quite amazing because having felt like I was in a pretty crap place, I had a not particularly great day yesterday, but despite still getting off and feeling a bit shitty, it was actually amazing because I had this real sense of resourcefulness that came from listening to the meditation audio. So even though I hadn't focused on it, it hadn't been perfect, I'd still made that little bit of effort. And there's a part of me that went, you know what? You have some resources. There's a sense of resourcefulness about me now that I didn't have half an hour ago.
Yes. Yeah, I've noticed that as well. Definitely. When you allow yourself to become aware of the situation and the sensation of what you feel like right now and why you are struggling, suddenly you are able to identify things that appear to have no options whatsoever, to actually have a couple of options, and you can actually decide which one is the most applicable at that particular time and put your energy into the one that will work and not the one that doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we've both talked about some slightly different things that we've borrowed from our two parts of the journey, as you will. And I think that every person, each listener, will have their own bits that they can relate to, their own strengths from each part of it that they might want to borrow from. But one of the other things I've sort of noticed when you were talking about this week and how it's been different for you is that, you know, a few weeks ago when we did the first podcast, we were both in that sort of state of actually quite overwhelming, you know, really don't know what to do, everything's too difficult, and felt very stuck. And now we've both got areas of challenge, but it's almost like instead of being everything, the challenge is now in a few slightly more concise areas. So we've gone from this massive blanket overwhelm to just a bit of struggle in a few different areas.
Yes. Yeah, and those areas are much easier to handle now because they're not... It's not everything in life. It is a few select areas. And you've got to take the rough with the smooth, which is exactly what we were saying about the roller coaster ride. But now that you can identify which ones are rough and which ones are smooth, you can target the ones that need work. And the ones that don't, let them ride.
Absolutely. And I've also noticed that as part of that, when I've sort of looked, you know, I've been looking at the, you know, one of the spots of overwhelm and sort of feeling that it was really difficult. And then if I just shifted my view slightly and looked at something where I wasn't having that sense of overwhelm, that I actually was still able to have moments where I was really appreciating that thing that was going well, that I was enjoying, that I did feel good about. And I was able to allow myself to feel good, even if that was only for, you know, the moment before I went back to the bit that was the struggle. I was still having those spots of something good in between.
Yes, absolutely. So even though you're having a struggle of a day, still taking time out to give yourself a pat on the back when you do actually work something through.
Yeah.
Cool.
And sort of, I guess also, you know, we talked about the great view when you get to the top of the hill and you're starting the sort of downward journey where you've got the momentum and the speed and you can look out and you can see, you know, a lot of what's ahead of you. And so despite the fact that sort of going back up the hill where the view is shortened, I'm still able to pick out some of the nice things along the way, still see some of the good sights.
Yes, and also, as I mentioned, when we're going down the hill and enjoying the speed, it's a good idea to stop and smell the roses. Well, as you're going up the hill, it's a lot slower and it's much easier to smell the roses on the way up.
Yes, if you can take your eye off the tracks and the steep sort of climb.
Absolutely. It's still not easy, but it is a lot easier. And as we said at the beginning, it's still very conscious effort that you're having to put in. But ultimately, as you progress and as you improve, things will get easier and it'll just seem much more transparent and easier, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is the model that sort of says that there are the four states of progress or development, and I can't remember the name of it, but it suggests that we move from a state of unconscious incompetence to a state of conscious incompetence. And I sort of feel like we're probably both moving to a point where we're actually closer now to the conscious competence, where we're really having to think about it and like you said, sort of almost force and push ourselves to do the things that we know are going to make a difference. And the fourth stage is one of unconscious competence, where it does become easier, it becomes more natural, and I think that, you know, the good news is there is that part of the process and the journey to come.
And I'm looking forward to that, I can tell you. I'll be very smug when I get to that stage.
So what do you think is going to be for the next few days or the next week? What's going to be the sort of key things for you to stay focused on or to work through?
Well, when we were talking about swapping the things over, I think it's definitely a case of putting in the extra effort to work that little bit harder and that little bit faster. But what's changed now is that my ability to focus on the things that are actually important and that really need to be worked on. So I can identify that it's not everything that I need to fix, not everything I need to work on, but there are a few individual items that I can make a difference on.
And there's a saying that resonates around that, isn't there?
There is, and I wish I could remember the exact phrasing of it, but it's an affirmation, isn't it, that I wish I had the knowledge to identify the things that I can change and the things that I cannot, and the strength and understanding to know the difference between the two.
Absolutely. And I think that's what we're starting to do, is to sort of look at it and be able to see, okay, well, you know, at this point, this might be the bit where there are limited options and it might be a bit challenging. But the bits where there is even half an option, we can take, you know, little bits of progress there, and the areas where there are lots of options, we can actually keep some momentum going there too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And talking of momentum, I've got to say, you know, we celebrated our 5,000th download recently, and we started a little competition, a little draw, and we've asked people to pop a little comment onto our website or onto iTunes. And I just wanted to very briefly say a thank you to Vera, Lynn, Stephanie, Sharon, Josie and Bernard, especially to just thank them all very much for posting a comment on our website. We really do appreciate it. It's great to actually get some feedback from pumping all these podcasts out. So thank you. And we've popped you into the draw. We've still got a few more weeks to go until the middle of May, when we finish it and we select a person for the free 4 coaching sessions with the action coach of your choice.
Absolutely. And what's really exciting is that the growth is continuing. And I think that this is both something both of us have felt has helped to sustain some of our momentum and motivation as well, is that, even since we announced that amazing milestone, we've actually already, I think we're over 5,500 downloads now.
Yes,
so it really is just brilliant to know that what we're talking about and what we're exploring is actually connecting with people and helping them to take action in their own lives.
Yeah. So thank you very much for listening, and double thank you for those people that have posted a comment. And please do go to the website and post a comment on this podcast. We'd really appreciate it.
Definitely. Well, I'm guessing we're out of time again.
We are indeed. It's been a pleasure as always, Sam. Thank you ever so much. And I'll speak to you soon.
Likewise, Paul. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. So during today's podcast, we were talking about having, again, awareness. It's one of the cornerstones of personal development. So accept that you are in a situation and that you are going to have to work at it and become aware of that situation happening to you. Focus on the options that you do have and not the ones that aren't presenting themselves to you right now. Because it's an uphill struggle, chances are your options are going to be slightly reduced, but have a look at those options that you do have and work out what you can act upon them. Don't forget, it doesn't have to be perfect. As long as you're doing some kind of action, it's still better than no action at all. And it will get you in the direction you want to go in. Enjoy.